Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Who helps entrepreneurs put more money back in their wallet by utilizing 7 tax hacks that we're going to cover in this program. Quinn and I met in Canada at a coaching event, and she and I shared a cabin for a weekend, and she was very kind in helping to keep that little firebox roaring with wood.
Thanks to my scout background.
Her Girl Scout training came in handy because, honestly, keeping a fire going inside of a little firebox is not one of my skills, and she made sure that I was never cold.
Well, that's one of my many gifts.
Wonderful. Quinn is a freedom evangelist. She empowers women to step into their greatness and to be free from money worries, dead-end jobs, feeling inadequate, mediocre lives, and free to be themselves and to be proud of who they are no matter what their background, job, business appearance, weight, or bank account looks like. Quinn, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pat. It's a pleasure to be on here.
Don't worry, I'm going to edit my coughing out of that.
No worries.
That's my symbol. Let's go through the 7 tax hacks that you've mentioned. I know that our listeners who are business owners are going to be very interested in knowing what they can do to save on their taxes. And I would love to be able to jump right in and tell us about the first one, one of my favorite ones that I have used over the years, which is hiring your children to help you with your business.
Well, you jumped right in, Pat, but before we do go into the details, may I just say that I love entrepreneurs and I love to provide as much as possible value and good advices to them so that they can go out and serve other people. And especially in the nursing industry and the healthcare industry, I find that you got to have hearts, and especially if you can combine that with some financial background, it'll be much better for your own freedom and for your own lifestyle. So thank you for letting me share these 7 tax hacks to your tribe. And okay, so the first hack is hiring your children in your business. And your children, if they are very young, like less than 7-8 years old, which means they cannot do much for you, you can actually use their pictures in your own marketing materials, and they still qualify as like a contract or something that you can do one time per year or as much as you needed for your promotional marketing materials. And if they are older, depending on the kind of work that it can do for you, you can literally pay all of their education fees, all of their toys, all of their whatever classes you want to give them. You pay them as an employee or as a contractor, so that they get to use all that money and get up to $6,000 tax free every year. Meanwhile, you as a business owner get to deduct that $6,000 against your highest income tax bracket. So that's quite a lot of tax savings right there. Hiring your children, you can actually also hire your spouse or your other dependents. It all depends on who's in your family. But the key is, this is a great money income splitting strategy in your family.
Yeah, that's a wonderful concept. I remember doing some bulk mailing with my son when he was about 6 years old. I was trying to make it into a fun event. You know, we were putting stickers on envelopes. And he said to me, "Mommy, when you were a little girl, did you do bulk mailing with your mother?"
Oh my gosh. What a cute thing.
Yeah. I have heard of legal nurse consultants who have taught their children how to use the copier. You know, that became a game, an event.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Never underestimate the value a child can bring, can do little things for your business that would help with that tax hack of hiring your children.
Absolutely. And not only that, you can actually, if they are on your payroll, their education can definitely be paid by your business. If you want to send them somewhere to take some courses or even life insurance, you can actually pay for the life insurance and then make that into a business deductions from your business income. So all of these extra bonuses comes from hiring your children. And that is a great way to teach your children the value of money management and you know, providing value right from the beginning, right from a young age.
I think that both of my sons turned out entrepreneurial in part because of their very early exposure to the fact that both of their parents owned businesses.
Yeah. Well, it was very wise of you to do that.
Well, tell us about the next one.
Okay. Well, the next tax hack is your home. And now, if you have a business, you will definitely need to use part of your home for your business events or working space, or even, like you said, that bulk mailing thing. You probably need it to work somewhere in the house to get all of that sorted out. So ideally, you would like to create or have a place in your house designated for your working area, whether it's a place where you meet your clients or just a space where you talk on the phone or work on your computers or do admin work or any kind of work-related activities. And in that space, we call that your business use of your home. And depending on how big that space is, let's say it's 10% of your house, you can deduct 10% of all of your home expenses, which includes property tax, insurance, utilities, renovations, cleaning, basically anything that upkeeps your house. And you get to deduct a percentage of that home expense based on the how much space is used for your office. And typically 10% is very, very reasonable. Some spaces, they actually claim up to 20% depending on the structure of the house. But that is one way you could use your home and deduct probably at least a few thousand dollars extra per year using that strategy. The other way that you can use your home as a great tax hack is by renting your home to your business for an event for your business, whether it is a promotional marketing event, or if it's a board meeting, or if it's a training event for your staff, or even meeting space for your prospects, or just like a client appreciation day. Any of those events, you can actually rent your home to your business up to 14 days per year at the standard hotel cost. So typically for you to rent a hotel room would be probably about $500 the last time I did it, for like 4 hours to rent a room in the hotel space. And if you have that kind of market, what do you call that, appraised value or the cost of renting a hotel space, you can rent your business, your home, for up to 14 days per year at that market value. And your business will get to deduct that expense against its income. But on the personal side, you don't need to claim that income because it is less than 15 days. So all of you in the US get to rent your house for up to 14 days for free in every year, but not more than 14 days, unfortunately. And with that kind of rental, that is a big deduction every year. You can literally deduct like 10,000 every year just using this strategy.
You know, that's a great point. I have a coaching program, and the people who are in my highest level of the coaching program have 2 days in the spring and 2 days in the fall with me, intensively working on their business. We had an event at our house last fall that lasted for 2 days, including not including evening time when they landed, and we used my home. And I never thought about that event as being tax deductible.
Oh my gosh. Well, you can always go back and basically just issue yourself a receipt. Because yes, with all these kinds of rental agreements, you do need to provide your business a receipt, basically, that they actually, so that your business actually pay you for this rental of your space.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah.
And tell us about the next one. I know that that may involve automobile travel or automobile expenses. How does that all fit together?
Okay. Well, when it comes to traveling, whether it's driving your own vehicle or taxi or basically any kind of traveling mode to get from one place to another for your business activities, you can definitely deduct that against your business income. Now, with auto, there's two ways you could use your tax deductions. One is using a standard mileage rate, which in 2018 right now, every mile you drive for business, you get to deduct 54.5 cents. That is like a flat rate. So that means at the end of the year, let's say you've driven 5,000 miles for business purposes, that means you just got like more than $2,500 in tax deductions from your auto expense. The other way that you can use your auto expense is a percentage of the actual cost of this vehicle. And that would include all of the expenses that goes into your car, whether it's the lease, the gas, the maintenance, the insurance, all of that stuff. But then with the actual cost, you need to be aware of the percentage of use of that is used for business. Now, in my opinion, I usually suggest my clients just to go with the standard mileage rate because it's a lot simpler, it's cleaner, and it's a lot easier to just manage your mileage from your appointments versus having to go through all of the actual costs and pointing out and do all the bookkeeping of the actual cost of your car. Because with the actual cost, you actually need a lot more, what is that thing? That you actually have a log. You need to have an auto log. And they need to show a lot more details versus if you just use a standard mileage rate, your appointment book is literally all you need. So if you were to go anywhere for your business purposes, and typically 5,000 miles per year is very reasonable. That is most people have at least that much if they are in an active business. But if not, it could be less. But the thing is, for you to claim any kinds of auto expenses, all you have to do is show your appointment book and basically your business activities, and then just basically know how much miles was used for your business purposes. And then you can just include all of the trips that you might have to drive long, long distance. Now, if you were to see a client, like let's say if you have to drive like a long distance away, like 2-3 hours away as a mini vacation or something like that, if you were to have a meeting with your clients or your prospects or some kind of vendor or anyone that is business related and have that meeting set up beforehand, then all that entire trip will also be tax deductible. Mm-hmm. And that really adds up when it comes to the mileage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's common for legal nurse consultants to drive to attorney's offices, to drive to the courthouses. Those are probably the two most common destinations. And then life care planners may be involved in driving to see people who have been injured in order to interview them and do assessments. We're on the road a lot. So that's a really important one for us to think about.
Right, and the other way that you can actually maximize the auto deductions is actually to have two cars. So if you actually just reserve one car for your business trips, for business purposes, then that entire expense for that one car it'll be easily monitored, and you can actually just keep track of that expense is very much easier than having one card and separating between personal expense and business expense. But some people have two cards, some people don't. But anyways, if you just have one card, then just make sure your appointment book is clear on where you go and the miles traveled. And if you have two cards, then it's much easier. You can just take that one card reserved for your business expenses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And was there anything else in addition to what you talked about that relates to travel expenses that we should cover?
Oh, well, travel is a totally different category because it's a lot more bigger. So the last category was auto. The next category is traveling expenses, and which I coined how to turn your personal trips into business trips by doing a few extra steps. And the only thing you need to do is basically make your personal trips beneficial to your business. So whether if you have a business meeting, if you have a business like a board meeting or a client meeting or a service provider meeting with your lawyer or your accountant or anything that is business related, you can actually combine pleasure and business into that trip. So most likely you can make your vacation into a business trip if you just plan a little bit extra, whether it's an appointment beforehand or an appointment while you're there and getting more appointments. Because a lot of time when you are there meeting with one person, that person can actually tell you, oh, you should meet this next person. And then that would lead on to the next appointment, things like that. So as long as you have one appointment lined up before you go on any trip, that entire trip could be categorized as a business trip for you. And then, so basically you do need to have an agenda for your trip. You cannot just go and say, okay, I'll just speak with whoever happens to be on the road. But you actually need to have an agenda for your trip. So I'm meeting with Mr. A, and we'll talk about this part of the business. And then Mr. A could lead to a Mr. B or Mr. C, but then that doesn't matter. But the main thing is, how do you turn all of your pleasure trips, personal trips, into business trips? And the way to do that is to do it in a way that it benefits your business and it has a business purpose to that trip. Now, the other thing is, if you have a corporation, it's part of the it is mandatory for you to hold a board meeting at least once a year to make a decision, a lot of decisions on your corporations. Otherwise, your corporations would be invalid. So that means you are required to hold at least one board meeting a year anywhere you choose. So that means you can literally take a vacation to somewhere you want, as long as you and the other board members are at that meeting. So that is another way for you to really turn your personal trips into business trips. And you do need to have a board meeting, and you do need to have meeting minutes for that event. But you know what? You need to do it anyways for the purpose of your business. So might as well make it a profitable and pleasurable trip and deduct it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So spouses can be on the board and they can be involved in that board meeting?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you hire your children, they can be at the meeting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because these meetings are basically decisions that you need to make on your business for the benefit of the business and the staff and all of the key people involved. So employees, board members, even advisors like your mentors, your accountants, your lawyers, anyone that can help you in your business. This trip can combine all of that into this trip. So therefore, literally, it is so easy to turn a personal trip into a business trip as long as you do some planning ahead.
Before I continue with the show, let's talk about one point. You know that controlling expenses and keeping good track of your income is vital for your business. In my online training presented by an accountant, you will discover what you should be doing from this skilled person. Learn simple and straightforward methods to manage and understand your money so that you can use this information to grow and better manage your business. You won't want to miss this. The one-hour training is called Smart Money Management. In this program, you will identify and choose a simple and uncomplicated way to track your money and set budgets. You'll get tips and tricks on understanding your numbers. You will be able to refine your financial goals and use powerful techniques to achieve them. Order this training at http://legalnursebusiness.com/SMM. That's http://legalnursebusiness.com/SMM for smart money management. And use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount off the price.
Well, let's move on to health. I know that that was another one of the hacks, and it certainly is something that we think about a lot in the States because of the cost of healthcare insurance and healthcare expenses. Are there tax hacks that we can use with health insurance?
Well, absolutely. In fact, I'm sure in the U.S., your healthcare is probably one of the most expensive costs for any families. And if you have a business, that is one of the reasons why you should have a business, because all of your health expenses could be covered, could be deducted from your business income and covered by your business expenses. Now, there's two ways you could do it. You can actually buy a plan, like a group plan, for all of your employees, or you can actually buy like a private health, you can set up a private health spending account. And in the U.S., it could be called like a health savings account or something like that, where it is administered by a third party, but you get to decide what your employees get to have every year in terms of health care. So mm-hmm. a lot of the group plans have limitations on what you can do, whether it's LASIK surgery on your eyes or braces or, you know, those implants and things like that. Because I know that some plans have better coverage than others. And if you want to do a lot of cool stuff and you know, healthcare and alternative care, things that the regular group plans may not cover, you should just go straight into the private health spending account. And then therefore you decide what is covered under your plan for your employees. Now, if you hire your children or your spouse or anyone in your own family, then that means they get this benefit for free, and your business is paying for the healthcare instead of you paying for it after tax dollars in your personal income.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I know that each of these expenses cost quite a bit, a few thousand every year. And if you have two kids, that's like $10,000 a year easily. So in terms of health expenses, this is one of the biggest tax hacks for your business.
Yeah, it's a huge issue for small businesses. At one point, I was spending so much money on healthcare insurance, I could have hired a person same amount of money that I was spending. I think it was at least $40,000 or $50,000 a year to provide coverage to a very small group of employees. So
wow.
I know that people are listening are going to be very interested in knowing how to deal with that issue, because it's a huge problem that we have, and we can't afford to not have coverage.
Right.
And we can't afford to get sick either.
Well, you know what? The good thing about setting up your own private health spending account is you get to decide what is covered for your family. And mm-hmm. This way is a lot more beneficial to your own family than if you were to buy like a group plan. But the sky's the limit when it comes to health. You set the standard. You set the rules for all these benefits for your own staff.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about the last two. I know we've covered five so far. We talked about children and home expenses, auto, travel, and health. I know you've got a couple more.
Yes. So, well, now when it comes to entertainment, I don't know about you, but being in business is all about having the freedom and having lifestyle. That's what I love about being my own boss. And entertainment is part of the package. It's part of the business expenses. It's part of just enjoying life. Now, if you were to be able to convert like most of your entertainment and meals into a business deductions. How would you like that?
Oh, that would be lovely.
Me too. And you know what? That's what every business owner should do. If you were having a meeting with anyone that is even remote, like if it's your friend and that person is able to provide you a prospect, a name for your business, whether it's an advisor, whether it's a client, whether it's a vendor. So when you're in business, there's three types of people that you deal with, whether it's your clients or your vendors, which means that you need something, you need to buy something from your vendor, or you need an advice from your accountant or lawyer. So basically the services that you need. Those three types of categories of people that you deal with. Now, having meetings that are either these people, these three types of people, or people who can refer you to these three types of people would qualify it as a business meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, you need to make your meeting, to turn all of your entertainment, meals, and outings in such a way that it will benefit your business. So you talk about your business, you talk about what you need right now, you talk about the challenges that you're having, or the good things that you're having, and what you need more of, or what you would like to have more of. These are which is a normal conversation anyways. When you meet anyone, you would ask them how they're doing in the business, right? If they have a business, and then you would converse and talk with them about what's going on in your business and what you need and what's going well, what is not going too well, and what would you love for them to help you with. And then that conversation now becomes a business meeting. And then therefore, 50% of that expense is deductible for your business. The trick to making the entire meal or event or the entertainment, the trick to turning it from a 50% deductions into a 100% deduction is to make it whether it's a training event or a promotional event, which includes a few more people. So now if you having someone at in a restaurant, let's say you have a party of four going to a restaurant talking about your business, now you invite those four people into like a more luxurious place, whether it's a hotel event or even at your home where you're hosting this party. And the thing is, the more fancy you make it, like it doesn't matter how much you actually pay for these expenses, depending on the intention of your meeting. So if this meeting, the intention of it is training purposes, then that means the entire event cost would be 100% deductible. Whether you're serving wine or caviar or lobster or whatever that is. Basically, if the intention of that event, of that meeting, for the purpose of that meeting is training or promotional marketing, all of that would be 100% deductible. So if you were to set it as just a meeting, like outside meeting with someone, with a client, then only 50% is deductible. But if you turn it into like a meeting where your staff are being trained, or you are inviting vendors, clients, prospects, and friends, and referees and referrals, all of that now becomes a promotional event. So there's two big events that you can actually do that would be 100% deductible, which is training events for your staff or promotional events for your business. And I think it's very easy to do either one of those.
Yeah, it reminds me of a night that I went together with another vendor, and we hired some space and catered a meal at a hotel and invited some attorneys in to talk about our services. And I think it cost me $800 to do that event, and I got thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of business because of who was there and what I was sharing with them about how I could help them with their cases.
Yeah, and you know what, especially if you were doing all of these gatherings already anyways, why not make it beneficial to your business and turn it into a 100% deductible event?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, let's and talk then, about the last one, the well, in terms of gifts.
Yes. Well, so the last one is one that I really love because we have, the whole purpose of being is in business is so that you can make more money, and be more, have more flexibility in everything you do, including giving gifts. Now, normally, if you were to give someone anything, that would have been after tax dollars, right? Which mm-hmm. now, if you have a business, any gifts you do could be geared towards two types of people. The first type of the people is your internal staff members, which is your employees or your contractors. And now, if you have any employee, whether it's actually you need to have at least two in your company if you want to take advantage of this gift, which I call employee of the month, then if you have two or more employees in your business, now every month you can actually have a gift for the employee of the month. And that could be a trip to somewhere if it's a good month, or it could be a spa or a restaurant voucher or anything that you want to give away to this employee to thank them for the service, for the good work. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. the other type of people would be your external clients, vendors, prospects, advisors. So the other type of people, I would call them the promotional gifts, because now anything you give them would also qualify as a business expense, because instead of buying them like a Christmas gift, which you already would do anyways, for your clients or for your favorite advisor, for your accountant or something, or your mm-hmm. or your lawyer, what that means is now anytime you want to spend any money on someone to thank them for the service, first of all, or to thank them for being your loyal customer, or to thank them for referring new clients to you, now all of those expenses would qualify as a business deductions. Mm-hmm. And the thing, when it comes to gifts, it could be anything you want. It could be a gift card. It could be a trip. It could be a machine, a product, and a phone. Anything that you think that person would appreciate, or that you think it would benefit them in some way, or they would like to receive it. Because in the end, what you want is to keep them happy, to thank them for the service, and to thank them for being your customer. And I mm-hmm. think giving gifts is probably one of the best ways to keep that relationship growing and prosper, and your business will keep growing as well, thanks to all these clients referring you to new clients, and even your vendors referring you new clients, and your advisors and all that stuff. So I would highly recommend to maximize this category as well. So far we had the seven big deductions that I feel that a lot of business owners have not maximized. Now the mm-hmm. only way that you can lose by using these tax strategies is if you didn't make money back by using these tax strategies. But the main thing is having the freedom and turning all of your personal expenses into your business expense is the benefit of being a business owner, of being self-employed, of being on your own. And being an entrepreneur, there's a lot of challenges for you already. So having these tax hacks, having these tax strategies working for you is a big reason, is a big bonus why you are in business for Absolutely. All those headaches that you face.
Well, tell us how our listeners can find out more about you.
Oh, and you know what? Speaking of finding me, I have an ebook listing all of these tax deductions, all of these seven tax hacks in an ebook, which would also include the tax codes, so that you can bring it to your accountants or bookkeepers so that they can help you maximize your deductions. And you can claim that gift at the website www.theseventaxhacks.com/PAT. And the seven tax hacks is the number seven, the number seven taxhacks.com/Pat.
Wonderful. Well, Quinn, thank you so much for being a part of this show. I know that you've stimulated some thoughts in me, and I hope in the listeners who are thinking about, I need a log for my miles. Oh, gifts. Ah, yes. Lots of new ideas came out of this show.
Well, one last piece of advice before I go is when you do any kind of tax planning or business deductions, plan to be audited, because if you get audited, there's no fear. Because as long as you actually did pay for these expenses for the purpose of growing your business, there's no fear that these deductions will be denied. So a lot of people have a fear that, you know what, I should not do these things because it might give me a red flag. I might get audited. But you know what? Being audited has nothing to do with how much expenses you deduct. Being audited is a matter of luck, of chance. The government just basically choose your file by random. But in fact, it is the government's intention to at least audit everyone at least once in their lifetime. And you know, we don't know when that is, but the key is deduct as much as possible and just be ready for an audit, because
okay,
that's all it boils down to. And have no fear.
Well, we've already been audited, so hopefully that takes care of us for the rest of our lifetime.
So now you just have to keep maximizing your deductions. Mm-hmm. It was a pleasure talking to you, Pat, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, you're most welcome, and thank you for our listeners for being part of Legal Nurse Podcast. We will be back next week with an interview with a new person, and we appreciate your comments and reviews. Be sure to check out the other shows that are part of Legal Nurse Podcast and share the information about the show with other Legal Nurse consultants that you know. Thanks so much.
Be sure to get the details about our online video training, Smart Money Management, at the link http://legalnursebusiness.com/SMM. That's http://legalnursebusiness.com/SMM for Smart Money Management. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.